You are texting your girlfriend.
I'm fine.
You tell her to watch you that you are live on Facebook.
I'm fine. But
that
just
means
hungry.
We are even afraid. We are even afraid of you. Ni, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
We are fine.
Ni's girlfriend, please. Today I gave him a hug.
Hey,
I know you come
tears.
And tell you.
Ah, why did they tell you?
Because like that? He tells his girlfriend everything.
But I can't say you give me a hug or something.
Aww. So you've been lying to us. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, like, I won't tell her. I won't tell her you give me a hug. I won't tell her that. Like,
you see, I like it when we can catch people. You know, you the know. Evil that men do. It's okay. If I can mess with that, plenty of trouble come. But anyway, we're live on Facebook. Join the conversation. These people are beginning to choke themselves. I wasn't there. I'm not at work right now. It's my half-sister or my twin sister that is sitting here right now. I want to find out. Ni, did you ever go to boarding school?
Not in JHS. Like SHS, yes, I did. So like
but
SHS.
Not JHS, not primary school. Uh-huh. But did your parents ever threaten me? Because I've threatened my kids with military school.
Okay, yeah,
let me speak the truth.
Okay, yeah,
because they were here. Huh?
Why?
Eh?
It's mental abuse.
Mental
why?
Kidney?
Why?
When you have a son, you will say things.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a son, you will say things.
Okay.
Ah.
I understand.
That's boy. No, don't get me wrong. He's a good boy, but Igbana.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Boys, you are troublesome at some point.
I mean, Kefariz Abafata,
who? No. No. Don't. Please, I beg you. I know they sit up. I know they sit up. Actually, this is a cry for help. I know they sit up. So someone should guide me because bringing he's a good boy, but God. Kaffee, Maffy. Yep. Stop it. Stop playing football in the hall. Then he will stop for 5 minutes. Then he goes back. And I'm like, yo, if you try, I will send you to military school. Then you hear me screaming. The neighbors have heard it and they got their time.
Play the ball and play my heels and play bottles. Ooh. Anything playable.
Oh, he's played bowling in the dining area before. Ah, Jesus Christ.
It's a boy something. You can't really control something. Like,
I can't control.
No, you can control, but it's not everything. It's we just want to feel happy and just do
and
stuff.
That's why some parents will take their kids to the
and then it's bad, trust me. Like at a younger age and all those things, trust me. You mentally he will become, because you don't have access to him that much.
Mm-hmm.
Me, even me in uni, yeah, even in SHS, right? Mm-hmm. There are some things I nearly started doing.
Like what?
Like
interesting
bad stuff, like having
name them.
Like smoking?
Yes.
Like drinking?
Yes, those kind of things.
Chasing
like,
after girls.
Yeah. You get
that's
it.
A common for boys in high school. Am I lying?
No, not
common.
Not
for
common.
Everybody.
You get it?
Yeah.
It takes some association for you to start doing that.
Okay, some
in
association.
High school. Yeah.
So, I'm learning. I got to learn because.
Yeah, and you see, at a younger age, you learn some things you see in school. Because when I was in JHS, you used to learn Facebook, people go to the cafe and all those things like in JHS. That's what we
were
doing.
Hold up. When you were in school, Facebook was like
yeah, in JHS, yes.
JHS, the boys will run to game center.
Yes.
And the headmaster will go in.
Chase. You get it. So like there are some things that you have to like your child is supposed to be by you and you check the child. You don't just take the child out because in boarding school you learn a lot of things. You meet different kind of people.
What we are not getting right here is primary and then JHS boarding houses are not like SHS boarding houses.
Sure.
Okay. Wait, hold on. But did you go to boarding house in JHS and SHS?
We wanted a boarding house because we knew what we wanted to do to the girls. That's why we wanted it.
Holy Ghost fire.
It's true. That's what we wanted more access to the girls and all those things. Because then at that age, our hormones and all those things
in
was
JHS?
High. Yes.
Oh God, have mercy.
Our hormones and things were high. So we wanted the girls to come around. And it's just new.
It's my notes for me. Write my notes for me. Kind of.
Sure. The play.
I love you. I love you.
Wait.
Wow. Then. Hey. Also in tempo.
Ah.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you part shocked?
No, but I'm grateful. I can get
but
it. But
what at all can you do to a girl at that age? Just press, hold, kiss, and that's it.
Do you know there are some girls that they are. So like the school I went to, right? The school in which I went to in a school in Odoko.
So imagine
the girls around and all those things.
Oh,
no, I'll tell you later.
Wait, hold on.
So like in Odoko.
But was it a boarding house? It wasn't.
It was
a day school.
Yes, but we wanted them to bring that kind of boarding house stuff to the school. So we were fighting for it. Like we, the JHS, we were fighting for it. Like we wanted a boarding this thing. Like they had the facilities.
Yeah.
For a boarding school.
Oh my God.
They just knew that this is what we wanted. And it was true.
Because
our staff were high and all those things. We wanted
your stuff, Kini, your libido at that age. Well, yes. You're now discovering yourself, and then yeah. you don't really understand what is happening.
You don't
just
know
feel
how
like
feeling.
You have sensations,
yeah.
right?
No, but then you were a bad boy.
Oh no, I wasn't Ella, a bad boy.
As a mother with kids, would you send your kids to a primary school? Like, you know,
not
because
not,
they're in the primary section,
not
right?
Primary, but then if JHS is considerable, like with JHS. No, I'm saying JHS because the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Huh? And JHS, no, let me land.
I'm listening.
So, why is Fly doing this? JHS, the kid will be probably be around 11, 12, thereabouts in JHS.
Well, that's dangerous.
No, 11, 12, thereabouts, you have, is the upbringing.
Yeah.
I know there are kids in Lebekekun, like a child that is as young as 7.
Yeah.
And then the mother goes to the markets at 4 a.m., comes back late midnight. She takes care of herself.
How?
And everybody is worried. So when the mom is going, they have rice and everything. She can't prepare rice.
Well, it depends on the home.
I am saying that is the upbringing. Kids learn what they see.
Yeah, actually.
Not just from us, but from their surrounding. And it depends on how you bring up that child. So from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 10, 11, 12. Probably if it's a girl, she started menstruating because I started as early as 10. So as a 10, you should be able to tell her, groom her, for her to know that, you know, now when you have the fear of God, I always say this and I'll say this. It's not my mommy's strictness that made all of us disciplined. It is the fear of God that we had. Because that's for my mom alone. My mom will restrict you. And when she's not home, you see your friends going here, going there, you would want to go. But then you'd be like, you're not me, Akra. Of what essence is it to you?
Yeah.
Me, when I went to SHS, I was 12 years when I went to SHS.
JHS?
No, 13.
30.
Yes, I was 13. So I went to SHS 1 and I turned 14.
No way. Yeah. I see. No way.
So then I was on my own. So equally as I can be in the boarding house at 12, 13, 14, I'm in SHS.
Okay. But the thing is, back then, okay, my time and your time is quite different. Back then, certain things that people are exposed to right now, we weren't exposed to it. We didn't have... It was, I think, SHS that we had, you know, a few people would hide their phones. And even that one, they weren't as sophisticated as what we have these days. And we didn't do anything up with it apart from call our parents or, you know, some
receive
people.
Money.
Receive, no, even when.
Because the phone cards weren't working that much.
Yeah, so.
Your time. Oh.
Yeah. There was no Momo or nothing. But I'm not that old though. But yeah, you get it. But yeah, whatever though. Age is just a number though. But the thing is, all we could think about was probably call a boyfriend or call your parents for money and tell them to come visit you because you're running out of food and stuff. But you know, to the extent where there wasn't social media, so the extent where people would do TikTok videos and stuff like that, there wasn't something like that. So comparing back then and now, I wouldn't send my kids are in a Cambridge school.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have to do... There are some schools that do the boarding houses system and stuff like that. But I don't think that I would let them go. My daughter is 10.
Yeah.
She's her own person. I like the way she is. If you care to know, yes, I'm a very crazy, strict mother. Yes. Yeah. I have times that I'm cool and we are goofing around and everything. Oh, but she can do certain things. Like, you know, when I'm in the kitchen, she dares not hide in her room. Oh, no. Dabi, you know that kind of guy teaching that the moment your mother enters. You have to enter the kitchen and also work. She was telling someone that, mommy likes to call me. I said, Shay. My mother was doing the same thing to me. The remote will be lying there. She tells her to come
sleep
and bring it for her.
You eat your sleep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think she's at that age where I can decide that, okay, probably I'll send her to a boarding house. I don't think she's ready for it. Even though she's in the primary area.
Yeah.
She's getting into her teens. She's in grade 5. She's going...
No, grade 5 is too early.
Grade 5 is too early to go to a boarding house for me. My son is in grade 4. I don't think it's
too early.
It's too early. And then... for emotional growth and understanding and knowing your parents, this is a time that, you know, kids are watching you, understanding things. So probably if JHS, even that's one safe, as the hormones are high, no?
Yep.
Like the way knees hormones were high. I want to keep an eye on my son before he goes to mess up.
You said something about God fearing, that if you put the God fearing in the child.
The God fearing girl.
Trust me.
I hope my mother is not listening. That woman will teach you, you will do fasting and prayer and everything. But Kiniko, we were still Odeshi.
In my house, right? Growing up, everybody in the house was, so my dad is a local preacher.
No, you were still Odeshi now, but you didn't go the extreme.
Sure. Listen, let me tell you.
Don't let me dirty myself. No.
Nah, let me see.
And you want to advise
me? No, wait, hold on. See, ask Kumi, Ernesto and I will see.
Yeah.
We didn't practice it, but we'll tell you that it didn't go well. You understand me? But the truth is, see, I try to be a little, not to be too strict as a parent. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I have my ways and my kids. There's nothing that we don't talk about.
Know, there is a saying that if a child will go wayward, no matter what you do to that child, no matter how you instill discipline.
Can I say this? Oh God, I'm going to get myself into trouble. Jesus. And now I love you so much. No, come on. You know, my mom was very strict.
Yeah.
To the point that, like, when she go, she's a businesswoman. When she's coming back from town, somebody will tell you that Chale, you know, mommy, a junction, you know, mommy, and bae. See,
you,
bunch of for you know,
the thing we say, the other kids were playing outside, but you see, the school where they go to the homework, shout, you bunch.
Yeah.
So, we they do quick, make we finish the homework, then we can go outside and play.
Yeah.
The moment you go outside and play, no, and I'm a boost, they come. So before just everybody scatter, go back inside. You understand me? Yeah, so it made it a little strict. There are certain things that you know you wanted to, even though you wanted to explore, you're still careful because Charlie, you know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That is what I'm talking about.
But still, we still Odeshi. Because I'm not that much of a saint. Yeah. Oh no,
but then Nakangbe is shemo. That's fear.
I'm coming. I want to say something.
Probably age 15.
Hello.
What's your mind?
Now let me see this. So in my house, right, it's full of pastors and all those things.
Please don't go like, there. Those people.
Let me
Wait, on that case, what bash were there was yeah, wait. There's pastors in your house.
You don't need to say. No, let me finish.
Ella, let him finish.
No, listen.
I have a question to ask.
My dad is a local preacher. My uncle is right, very right. My two uncles. My granddad was the overseer of the Methodist district, right?
We are brought up
in God's way, all right. But in the world, you can't be like, because I know the word of God, so I'm going to go about it. In school, I was still doing bad stuff in school, but in my mind, I know I'm a child of God. Now you see, you do something new, but back of your mind, you know
that what you're doing is wrong.
But you still have to do it and survive.
Why you have to do it and survive?
Recently, with my auntie. My auntie was like, she thanked God that everybody in the house are not fraud boys. You don't bring big cars and all those things. Because she was saying it because she was like, because of how we are brought up in the house. And I told her that it's not because of how you brought us in the apple that some things we feel like is not right, so we don't want to go down.
But it's still the upbringing.
It's the upbringing.
It's still the upbringing.
It's not because of what you've told.
Kini, wait. Knee. The two of you calm down. Knee, that thing your subconscious telling you that it's not worth it. No, please, it was your mother shouting.
Oh, no, not my mother. I feel guilty about it.
No, it's a fear of God.
It's a fear of God.
You grew up as a Christian.
I can't choose to do soccer and not do fraud.
You were brought up as a
fraud. I don't have time to be typing and getting up at
this way. Nah. See, this way. He just doesn't want to agree that.
You know, there are kids that don't go to the boarding school, but they are worse off than those in the boarding school.
Yeah.
The only problem that I have is, you know, some of these rich kids, they just abandon their kids there and say, oh, until vacation, anything you need will be given to you. The teachers are trying their best. We are not saying this to tarnish any school's image, because people would love, if everybody has the means and the teachers are doing so well, why not? I get to see my kid, like, Friday you come home, I give you the training that you deserve from a mother, or you should get from your parents. But then the only problem is you know, because some of these rich people abandon their kids. So, like you, your daughter will wear croppies, but then she knows to what extent. No, no, no. You know, there are some outfit that she'll tell you, "Mommy, I want to wear this with a kimono on top." No, you always, you can wear decent croppies. No. There are decent croppies.
Have you met
so me? Like a crop top and then a high waist skirt, not revealing any part of her skin. It's not. But then there are kids.
Wait, hold on. Not that I won't make her wear it. She's her own person. She doesn't like makeup. At the age of 10, she doesn't like. She'd rather do those, you know, manicure, pedicure. Yeah. She doesn't want to paint her nails. She'd rather do it and do lights. She doesn't like makeup. Yeah. Lip gloss. She likes the clear one.
Have you seen the kits that come for kids?
Yeah.
A child of 15 years is driving.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. A 4x4.
She's on driving
a CRV.
It.
Yeah, she comes here.
One
with
of them, she's a,
and then
she's
her
a
friends,
slim one.
And yeah. I don't know, but there's no need for us to describe her. Her friends hop on because of the upbringing, and then they speed from junction to junction, from the traffic light to the end. When you
I've
come here on weekends,
weekend,
that's what
yeah.
they do for fun. And when you look at some of their outfits, you know that, oh. So if, imagine you throw your kid to this boarding house, she's seeing her fellow, like, friends do that on vacation. When she goes back to the school, she wants to associate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there is no fear of God, Bobby Lenue at school, let me add the guy. You don't give her such clothes to put on. You cut your coat according to your size.
So,
but then she would have, no, she's seeing a friend wear croppies because, oh, my daddy is rich, anything I want I have, and I'm using an iPhone 15 Pro Max. A kid of 10 years is having an iPhone 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you see, what I'm hearing is the fact that, yes, if you're, the boarding schools might be good and everything, but you still need a parent's hand in it.
Yeah.
Because for me, I believe that the school and the parent is a collaboration, a collabo, you understand? So they go and get the book smart, like, you know, get street book smarts from school, and then they come home and they pick up the street smartness, because you have to teach them basic things at school. Is a teacher's, is a collaboration between the two. So you come home, I teach you the basic things, how to clean your room, how to lay your bed. You also, I get some knowledge from what you're learning from school. That's
now they even teach how to lay beds and stuff.
Yeah, no, but for me, it's a different situation. You learn how to sweep. You have chores. We have a chore timetable. You do this and that and that. Taking them to boarding school at an early age for me is problematic, because they're supposed to bond with you as a mother or a father, have a relationship with you. When I went to secondary school, I realized that not me, mama back a cry. Yeah. So a new one didn't have to come into it.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? You for know there's some things I already knew how to do, but when I got to the boarding house, it became more, you know, pertinent that I had to learn it. I had to wash my own stuff by myself. On the weekends, I'll sit with my mom early in the morning, we wash together. But there I had to wash, and then time was part of it. At home, there's no time clock.
Yeah.
You can take your time, stop, wait, eat, come back and wash.
Sleep.
But but at school, in the mornings, there's time to it. There's some organization to it. So back then, I think SHS level is good that you go there. But like you're saying, so that period from primary to GHS, the parents have to input the fear of God or whatever they believe in. Instill whatever discipline they believe in into their kids, their values, their principles. You instill it in at that period before they go to secondary school, like you said.
So
they know that, okay, Nee's a good boy. He be level-headed. He creates more, but Nee's my friend. He has my back. So I influence you. He influences me. So we don't end up doing certain things. So they know that, hey, Ella, dear, Shewa Gao, I can't. Because if I go and do those things and I'm like Bruce Yeses, she'll beat me. So let me keep to my, you know, my normal self.
Now, let me say this. So imagine this. You know, some parents can be very, very busy when it comes to some of the corporate jobs. So would you like a nanny to bring up your child? Because you're not home. And then the kids come home to the nannies.
Those things.
You come home. No.
Girl,
so,
wait,
you
on.
Know some people have,
hold
most
on.
People
hold
have
on.
Trust issues.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Nia and Nella.
Yeah.
Ella. Who are you working for? The money that you're making, who is this for?
It's for the kids.
The kids.
Okay. You and I know how crazy busy we all our schedules get. You have your own stuff going on. Apart from work, you have a podcast, you have other business you're doing. You like this. You've got two kids. You're running two other businesses and stuff. You have a home to take care of. You don't have time for your kids.
I have time for my kids. But then,
this will come as a surprise. I never had a nanny before.
Yeah.
It's raising my kids. It's not easy. It's not surprising.
Let me be honest. I've had my mom and then my aunties and
help you.
They've been so great and so gracious. You know, there's certain things. My mom, they're constant in my life and in the life of the kids.
Same
will point certain things out to you. Oh, can you win the king? Don't let her do that. And auntie will call and say, nah, do this. And I've had some really great aunties around me to help bring them up. But still, they also have their lives. They're all not always with them. You get me? So I've never had it. It's not been easy. And I know it's not easy. But for that part where you say, oh, corporate world gets so busy that I don't have time for my kids.
People sweetheart. Are doing it
then your kids start behaving a particular way. You look at them, you don't
people
understand.
People are doing it. And even with the market women, you know there are mothers, especially the single mothers,
it's not
handling
easy.
The kids on their own. And they have to go to, they call it beting.
Hey, you have to travel.
And you know,
go and bring stuff.
You're supposed to.
They leave their kids, and they make sure that discipline is hard.
Yeah.
But then they leave their kid as early, like I told you,
the 7-year-old.
Nah, yeah, she does everything by herself. She does everything by herself. So our next time, home more when she prepares the rice, she leaves a part of it in case the mom comes back and then she's hungry. She's made it such that. The child, everybody cares about the child because we all know that the mom is not home all the time. So the moment she comes back from school, trust me, nah, the child is so disciplined.
Yeah.
She's so, very, you see, very disciplined.
At that age, there's a saying, before you come in, there's a saying that, you know, from 0 to 10, the kids are like sponges.
Yeah, so you can mold them.
Yes. So within that age, that's where certain schools will make a child learn French. Because they can pick the languages easy. They pick things. They don't do as you do. They don't do as you say. They do as you do. So if you don't want your kids to be doing certain, you have to be like consciously remember not to do it. So from that age to now, you see you and your mother alone. Kids who grow up like that, their mind open differently. You see how things are. And I think sometimes
she's
our parents keep certain
now
things.
When you see her, she looks
so mature. Certain conversations have gone on. You know, some of our mothers will tell you, oh, my miniska, oh, de menya, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
So you see your mother's hard work. Everything is not concealed. Certain things you're privy to certain things. So you see what happens. So it affects you and it changes your mindset. There's some boys who say they are street smart. Charlie, they are street smart because Charlie, they see the way their puppy, their mommy, they hustle. Yep. So back then, they used to go and help their mothers with or cocoa, so they meet them halfway, bring their things home.
Yeah.
So they are different. Life changes you. If you're comfortable, that comfort goes with you a long way. But when the life be a little harder, you feel the hardness. So that little girl is used to it. And her mother lives a particular lifestyle. So she's living a particular lifestyle. And mind you, the child is not alone because those of you in the neighborhood knew, right?
Yeah.
So there were people keeping an eye on her. That's where it comes with. It takes a village to bring up a child.
Yeah.
And that's exactly. She's 12. I'm sure she can make soup right now.
She can soup.
So you see.
That's snail for you.
My mom used to travel. So she would. We could have decided that we go potty for the house inside.
Yeah, but you can't.
You know what we did? Oh, we used to lazy about. That's all.
You sleep. Because that's the only time.
Play video
your
games.
Not,
there
your
shouting.
Not yelling at you. That's the
but,
only
but
time.
But the thing
you,
was,
you
whatever that whatever needed to be done was done.
Yeah.
But at our own pace, without anybody screaming at us. And then we'll be lazy and sleep. Nobody shouting, watching, say, do this. We'll be sleeping. We'll eat out. Then the day before she comes, we clean up thoroughly.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have anything to come and say there's dusty. No. But instead of having big parties at home like other people would do.
Would do, yeah.
Yeah, because my auntie's doing the house away and chook us. So we won't do it. You understand? Yeah.
Now, whether you go to boarding or you don't school, my point still stands that when a child wants to go wayward, when a child wants to live a certain kind of life, that child will do it. Because even me that I didn't go to a boarding house, JHS, my mates were running, especially the boys, they were running to one game center around at Odoko.
Yeah.
That's how I was telling you to
okay, so I'm sure you know the school.
So they were running to one game center until one lady in the neighborhood hinted the school that, no, I see your school kids in uniform around this area. So the teachers started raiding the game center. But yet still, when somebody dresses up for school, eba train your gemed, you pass, pick, then they gather, they go somewhere else that nobody will find. So when a kid wants to go wayward.
But still, we parents play a major need.
And kids can live two different lives.
No,
yeah.
Wait, let me come. It's the boys and girls. Wait, you can't live except, like, you know, to living with me. I mean, your business. There's some things I can't say. But, you know, kids have emotions. And when you talk about Sito, my first thing is, Charlie, how was your day? The next question, what's the favorite part of your day? Which part of your day wasn't so good? So those things that we started has become my own. Mommy, how was your day? Charlie, I don't say it was good, Charlie. Today, dear, I'm stressed though. Yeah. No, Charlie, this and this happened. And then I did this. And then they go like, really? Girl, you know that kind of conversation. Yeah. Then my son will tell me if he gets on from the school bus and he has a look on his face. I ask, so, guy, what's good? Yesterday, he was asking me, it's nothing. I said, it can't be nothing because you squeeze your face. Mm-hmm. You're beginning to look like a mushy, you know, mashed up something. What happened? Then he told me what happened. And I said it. Then the conversation of encouragement came in.
Yeah.
So instead of yelling, go and put your backpack down, we had a whole conversation about, you know, you have to believe in yourself, that kind of thing. People's thoughts and stuff don't really mirror on you. Before I realized, it was like around 5 o'clock because he wasn't ready. We had that conversation. So we deal with that first. So if you think that he did something, I know.
Nah, but not all mothers are like us. Haven't you had that friend that you say, Miminya chance now, we all have that friend that sometimes we wish our parents are as cool as your parents.
I'm a cool mama though.
No, because of how you are, and I don't know, the era in which we are in now, and how open minded you are. But there are people that are still ignorant, and then they shut their kids out. Trust me.
So I picked the upbringing from my mom, and
strictness.
And I picked the strictness. My mom, my dad wasn't strict.
My dad isn't strict. Me too. Same here. My dad is very lovely.
My dad is a cool dad.
Yeah.
My dad was a cool dad. The one that would listen to hip hop with me and
ask you hang which out. Boy
yeah.
You out.
My dad. Yeah, won't, so my dad. No. My dad won't ask that.
No. Yeah. No. Yes.
But my mother is cool too. There are times I will have conversations, but she has a. As a child, you're not supposed to cross the boundaries, certain things. Yeah. So she's cool, but I took the strictness from her, and I took how I grew up and how I want my kids to grow up, and I mixed it. So the fact that I'm a cool mom doesn't mean I don't scream and yell. Ask my neighbors.
I'm always making noise.
And you hear me shout, hey! And you hear me shout, but I know how I've learned from other people, you know, looking at other friends and stuff like that who've had kids who are older, how to bring up, especially my son. Sometimes I try with Noel about it. About boys, and you know, she has her younger brother with her and stuff. Yeah. So we share those ideas. And my son, sometimes I yell at him, I go like, yo, boy. And like, you know,
and then the
gangster comes in.
I go like, boy.
No, but you know,
why just announced?
No, like, I go like, boy. Then he goes like, I'm sorry, mommy.
Yeah.
But then when he wants something, then he starts, hey, gangster. Hey. So he says, I'm boo, your boo boo.
Okay.
When he does that, I know he wants something. Or he go do something. So no matter what they destroy or they break, we have a rule. If you lie to me, I will beat you black and blue. But if you tell me the truth, we'll fix it together.
Yeah.
So they've been shocked over the period when they say something that is very drastic that they've done so bad. Then I go like, okay, let's fix it. Then they ask, are you not screaming? I go like, because you told me the truth, so let's go fix it. But if you lie and I find out, my son lied over the summer break. No kelete. If he let Nakbe, he lied. He broke my mom's watch. And when I asked him, the boy swore heaven and earth that it wasn't him. My mom was upset, so it kind of scared him a bit.
Yeah.
Instead of telling me the truth, he lied to me. Then later on, my mom came down, and then he told my mom the truth. And I was like, boy, you made me look stupid. He was like, I'm so sorry, mommy. I was just scared. But you see, we still dealt with it in a nice way. I didn't have to scream it because it had passed before I saw him. But we still had the conversation about it. But if you lie to me, They'll tell you that it's the number one rule. If you lie to me, I'll do what? I'll beat you. But if you tell me that you will do what, we fix it. They know.
There are people that see their kids once a week.
Oh, I can't.
There are people that see their kids.
Do you know when I was growing up, I started being alone when I was in class 2.
Why?
Because of how my parents were, my mom was a nurse, so she used to, like, a big nurse, so her shift was very
bad. Yeah.
So I only see her I don't even see her at all. If I'm going to school, that's the time I see her, because she'll leave
early.
She'll leave 4 in the afternoon and she'll come back in the evening, like, at dawn whilst I'm asleep. So I only see her when I'm going.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
When you're going to school. Even with that, she's asleep.
Yes.
But even with that, she'll put your food and everything together.
So I used to stay alone. So till now, if I'm alone, it scares. If you're close to me right now and I'm alone, it scares most of my friends, because they'd be like, what's going through my head? I'm like, from class 2 to now, like, I've been the only child in the room for, like,
me too,
a very long time. So I'm used to something. So even if, so when I went to school, even if doing something bad in school, I always think about my mom first before I do.
Exactly.
Something. So I still end up doing it.
But you see, you do it with tactics.
Yeah.
You understand?
So the way you're kind of wayward is not like the rowdy guys kind of wayward. You get me?
Yeah.
Let me bring. Everybody's there's some messages bad, here. Yeah. Let me bring. It says now bonding and nurturing at the primary level. Is at the primary level. Instilling, enforcing, and guiding character traits is at the GHS level. I believe that at these stages, wards should be with their parents more than their mates. Good afternoon. This is Corbury from Kingston. Okay. Hashtag Canada on HSFM. I never send them to boarding school. Day school is okay for me. Happy glorious birthday to Sergeant Stephen Edunkrumah from Francis Kelly Malkinside Prison Barracks, Boston. Good afternoon, my beautiful people. Good afternoon to you, Francis. Always checking up on me. Thank you, darling. Let me go to X. See, I really appreciate. Okay, so this one is for I can't really see this one. I'm losing there. My screen went off. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Nana Kwesi, aka Four Legs, he says the school environment is a part of the grooming process. Bigger responsibility and base lay with parents, teachers, and others in secondary school. Allow your children to be children. If parents shift their basic responsibilities to teachers, they'll raise them their way. And it's true. It's our responsibility, their gifts. So we're supposed to, you know, help them through this journey that they're on.
Their kids are not in the boarding school, but nannies are raising their kids.
Yeah, you see, you need to. The money that you are making, who is it for? Is it for you? At the end of the day, I said, unya 3,000 crank at the end of the month.
Yeah,
but because you have
kids, you have to get like 7,
some those beautiful gifts called children. You have to work hard. But if you're making all the money and then you can't instill certain principles that you have in yourself in them, then what are you doing? Do you understand me? So all some the money in the world
needs to have our parents and then our aunties, like me and you, like this.
Yeah,
my mom's there. My mom's there.
My aunties are there.
Yeah, my in-laws
and my cousins are there. Yeah,
sometimes goes, but then there are people that are far from home.
Yeah,
you don't have a relative to help you, even to get your sister or your brother come live with you is hard.
Yeah.
So then, what do they do? And they feel to entrust their kids in the hands of a nanny.
But
it would be better to take them to a boarding house and then
but
be free.
But my thing is, no matter what, you still have to, like, you know, the 7 days in a week, you should be able to give at least one day to them. There are days that on a Saturday,
they can go to the boarding house. They can come on Fridays.
Then
you spend the
boarding house. They don't really. How you gonna do that?
There are schools that it's just mandated Friday. That's why I said we should know the school frame and how the boarding facility is operated before we make certain decisions and then we pass certain statements.
Yeah.
Because there are schools that pick from Monday to Friday and then you come for your kid on Fridays.
But as we're wrapping up, before you make that decision, think carefully about it.
Exactly.
Just check your level of bonding with them, because like someone said, you lose them. Yeah. And then you wonder that your kid is all grown and you know absolutely nothing about them. And you've lost out on that, because those beautiful gifts are a legacy. Thank you so much for joining us. I really enjoyed this conversation. Big shout out to you all for the messages that I couldn't read everything. Wait, hold on. I'll tell you about that one. Big shout out to every parent out there and those who are about to become parents. You've got this. My name is Ajile Doko. Big thank you going out to Betway, to DJ Fantastic, Nana Kwame Labi, to Sugar Daddy of Life, Arnold, Ziggy in the Cut, Alaji W, and Cool V just smiling left, right, center. My name is Ajile Doko. We're out of here.